KDE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As promised, President Trump has slapped 25% tariffs on steel and other imports, saying it's without exceptions or exemptions. CBS's Jared Hill.
Tariffs could eventually result in higher prices for U.S. industries that rely on imported metals for everything from car parts to cans.
A Boston judge has extended his pause on Trump's plans to buy out federal workers. Alina Goldstein with the Democracy Forward Foundation.
We hope that this decision today will provide civil service workers with the assurance that the American people have their backs.
The deadline was midnight tonight. There is a powerful winter storm taking aim at the mid-Atlantic. Meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking it.
Over the next week, we are going to have back-to-back-to-back storms coming through the Northeast. The first one beginning Tuesday afternoon and evening. The largest impact is probably going to be in the D.C. metro area up to Baltimore. You're looking in the, you know, around a half-foot range.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is arrested after a drug search warrant took place on Friday. The Plover Police Department searched a home on Forest Drive in the village of Plover a little before 9:30 on February 7th. A 29-year-old female and 35-year-old male were located at the scene. The man was taken into custody on active arrest warrants not related to the search warrant. The 35-year-old was previously identified as a local supplier of meth, cocaine, fentanyl, and THC. During the search of the home, detectives found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and approximately 34 grams of cocaine packaged to deliver. The male subject is being referred to the Portage County District Attorney's Office on charges of bail jumping, neglecting a child, delivery of multiple different drugs, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, and maintaining a drug trafficking dwelling. The Wisconsin of Department Health Services confirmed a second pediatric influenza-associated death in the state on Friday. According to health officials, the death occurred during the week of January 26th to February 1st, months after the first confirmed pediatric death in September. The Department of Health Services has been warning residents of higher flu activity this winter and recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are down this year. Are you interested in how our state wildlife species and habitat are managed? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a plan and seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. This strategic plan will guide priorities for resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values your input and believes it's important for you to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share which are most important to you. You can find out more at dnr.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. In Super Bowl 59, Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points and take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers this evening, maybe an inch, then clearing overnight and cold. A low near zero, wind chills to 20 below. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high low teens. More snow showers possible Wednesday with accumulations, highs mid-teens. Currently 21 degrees.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Great to be back in this chair in front of the mic and talking to all of you once again after a brief bout with a little thing I like to call the flu. Great to be back. Good to see you, Conrad. Did you miss me?
Okay. Of course, I'm kidding.
I've had about enough of your attitude already. I've been back for 30 seconds. I'm already getting your sass. Yeah, it is good to be back. You guys had a good time the other night. Aaron Carreno filled in. Thank you to Aaron. Thanks to everybody at the team there for filling in. It was great. And to know that I had support when I lost my voice and had it's funny when you get sick, you think you've been sick before. Like, I've always thought I had the flu, but what I had was, that was the flu. And I was like, okay, this is what the flu feels like. And it's brutal. And of course, this is the 1 year I did not get a flu shot. And I have no good excuse. Like, I believe in the flu shot. I just kept kicking it down the road. And this is karma too, Conrad. You remember me saying about a month ago or 5 weeks ago how I never get sick and I haven't been sick since before COVID. And then I got sick, but it was just a bad cold. I got through it, whatever. I sounded terrible. But then this happened. And oh my God, it's like the universe's way of saying, oh, you think you're a tough guy, huh? Take this. It was horrible.
I got a question. Did you knock on wood?
Just did now.
Well, when you're saying you're a tough guy, you didn't knock on wood.
Oh, God. I'm not a tough guy. Believe me. I fully admit that now. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out, too, to Nikki Zerjev, who was on with me last Tuesday night. She was coming into the studio, and I didn't feel sick yet, but I felt lethargic, and my wife had the flu at home. So I texted Nikki. 2 minutes later, I hear the door open, and she's already there. And I still said, you know, if you want to go home, that's fine. And Nikki did probably what most of us would do and say, oh, no, it's fine. And she ends up getting sick, and she is miserable, and I feel terrible. So you have to help me think of ways to make that up to her, even though she's being a sport, and she's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's not a big deal. People get sick, whatever. But she was next to me, 2 feet away for like an hour. Tempting fate. So get well soon, Nikki. I hope you're doing okay. All right. Enough about me. Let's leave. Conrad, you feeling okay?
You know, there's enough glass, I think, between us. Last week.
Cold compress too on your forehead last week. That helped. So, all right. Well, let's get to it. We got a great show tonight. It is great to be back. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. So wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, welcome, welcome. It is Monday night. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Conrad riding shotgun. We got a fun show for you guys tonight at 6:35. Jane Matinair, one host of the two hosts of Matinair on Air, the show that carries her name. Jane will join us at 6:35. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on Matinair on Air, And we'll see how Jane is doing, keeping up with the Oscar films and what she thought of the Super Bowl. It's going to be a fun talk. Jane's always a blast. And it's going to be great to have her here on Nightlight. And then at 7:05, Conrad, who do we have?
Well, we have Heather Heil from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
The one and only. She's great. Heather's. She was going to come in, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to stay away one more day. I still have this kind of cough. I don't think I'm contagious. I just could not take the stress of getting somebody else sick, though. So, because Heather was like, Heather, this is what Heather said to me. She says, I work in a Petri dish. I'll be fine. Which sounds like a terrible gig, but I still didn't want to risk it. So anyway, Heather will be here via the stream at 7:05. We'll talk to Heather about Valentine's Day in Green Bay, because she's got her finger on the pulse of all things Northeast Wisconsin. And she's also been working her way through the Oscar movies. So we'll see how she's doing. And I can share with her what I've seen. I got a chance to catch up on a few things over the last few days. And then our pal Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, joins us at 7:35. Do you think he's still in New Orleans?
He might be. But
yeah, he was down there for a long time.
Yeah, he might have headed home, right, for the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah. We'll talk to Mike at 7:35. Really want to hear about his experience in New Orleans. It looked like a blast. Everything about this past week looked like an absolute blast, except the game.
Yes.
And I have to say, I didn't mind the game. It was fun to watch Kansas City kind of get a beatdown because they were so good. It reminded me a little bit of the first time I saw Mike Tyson lose to Buster Douglas, and you see a champion fall, and it's like you can't really believe what you're seeing. But Philadelphia, when they came out, and then I think it was their second drive stalled, and I was like, oh, they blew it. Now the game's over. Mahomes is going to come back. You got to capitalize. But no, the game was like never in doubt, would you say?
Yeah, I noticed in the fourth quarter that the Kansas City Chiefs only had 27 rushing yards total.
How about that?
It's like
abysmal.
It didn't look like they had a plan out there. It just didn't.
Right.
And
anyway, what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say that Patrick Mahomes got sacked a lot, and the Eagles didn't even blitz.
That's something.
they blitzed 0% of the time.
Conrad, they said like in the fourth quarter, Mahomes has been sacked 6 times. I would have thought 20, because it looked like he was constantly going down. You know. He took a beating, man. Yeah, and you're right. They didn't even blitz. And I didn't know the Eagles were that good. I was like, is Vic Fangio that great of a defensive coordinator? I know he's great, but or do they just have this incredible talent on their roster? And maybe it's a combination of both.
You know, every single team in the playoffs before that put up a better fight than the Chiefs did. It was a totally different defense that I've seen. Like, I haven't seen that defense that good in a while, you know?
Do you think they were cocky? Like, do you think the Chiefs just thought they were going to win it because they knew how to win and they'd been there before?
It kind of seemed like they just went out there, you know? They're just like, yeah, we've done it before.
I would find that hard to believe that professionals like that and a team as good as they are would do that, because the Eagles are a good team. But yeah, you're right. Something was like lacking. It was like this. But I have to say, once the cannonball started, I was like, kind of digging this. It was kind of fun just to watch them rack up the score. I don't know.
Speaking of score, what'd you think of that new scoreboard that they debuted yesterday?
Yeah, what was that all about? Was this, it looked like the Sesame Street letters or something?
That was the worst scoreboard I've seen in all of NFL. That was terrible.
Why did they do that? Did the font guy forget to bring his suitcase or something? Or what happened with that?
They always debut in the Super Bowl the next year's, what the scoreboard's going to look like for next year. And really? I really hope they change it up, because that I saw so many people commenting on it. Like, this is, like I said, the worst I've seen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That looked pretty, it looked strange. It looked out of place and outdated. Like they were going for a retro look or something. And it's like, all right. But I don't know. I enjoyed the game. It was weird, cause I wasn't well enough to go to a couple places that we were invited to go. My wife was still recovering from being sick too. So the two of us just sat there and watched the Super Bowl, and it was pure sort of entertainment. We discussed pardon me, we discussed like the, you know, who was there, the national anthem, America the Beautiful was gorgeous. I don't know who the artists were, but that was incredible. So we just got to kind of do commentary as it went on. It was pretty relaxing watch, I must say. Great commercials too. And that brings us to tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? For me, a lot of them, I don't know if you feel this way, but it seems to me so many of the commercials are trying so hard to be outrageous or to do something crazy. And I'm kind of like, all right, it's just, I hate the neediness of it.
Yeah.
And I thought like a lot of them yesterday were like that until I saw Harrison Ford's Jeep commercial. I absolutely love that commercial. Just this old great actor talking, being a regular dude, which I'm told he pretty much is. And I love the way he tagged it at the end. Says, I love Jeep, even though my last name's Ford. It's great. Nice touch. Made you proud to be, it had the message like a lot of the commercials did where people need to come together. And, you know, regardless of what kind of car you drive, if you drive a hybrid, it doesn't mean this. If you drive a big old pickup, it doesn't mean this. Like, let's all come together. Love the message. Not crazy about the product. I've had a Jeep. But and love the spokesman. Harrison Ford was great. So I would say that was my favorite Super Bowl commercial. What about you, Con?
You know, I really love that Budweiser brought back the horse. In the trailer, they dropped a keg off the trailer, and the horse brought it to the bar, which I thought was pretty great.
Oh, right, with the guys telling the joke, right?
Yeah.
Playing pool.
Yeah.
The horse. Yeah.
Yep.
That was great.
I like that one. I also liked Seal as a seal singing, I forget what the song title is, but
yeah,
they're drinking Baja Blast on a boat, and then they see Seal as a seal on like a rock, and he's singing. And I thought it was pretty funny. That was pretty good. That one actually made me laugh a little bit. Other than that, I didn't think they were that great, to be honest.
I just wish they'd go back to like something a little more, less markety, like trying to be zazzy, and it gets over the top and it gets annoying.
Did you see, I forget what brand it was, one of the brands of the toilet papers gave a potty break for their commercial?
I did not see that one.
It said, go take your potty break. We know you need to. It was like 20, it counted down for like 20 seconds.
Oh, funny. I missed the cowboy spongy head thing too, that a lot of people on social media were talking about.
Oh,
I
missed that. That was creepy.
Is that good or bad?
Was
it creepy?
It was a skin hat.
I'll Google it.
It was a skin hat. It looked weird.
All right. So that's our question of the night, folks. Share with us, please, your favorite Super Bowl commercial from the big game yesterday. It wasn't even a big game. The big spanking, I think it was. It was a very one-sided affair, but all the other pomp and circumstance that go along with the Super Bowl were in full force. So share your thoughts with us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know your favorite Super Bowl commercial. We'll be back very shortly to read your texts and continue our talk about the big game. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I did not start, and it breaks my heart. From when did I fall?
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night as we get back into the throw. You know what the worst thing about being sick, Conrad, is that, like, you think, oh, well, you know, at least you get some time off. It's horrible. Like, after 2 hours of TV, you don't ever want to watch TV again. And you look at your phone, and, like, I looked at Instagram one day for, like, an hour, and I was done with it for 5 days. Like, I couldn't look at it anymore. Everything just sucks.
You get bored really fast.
Bored fast, and it's like, hurts to read. I had no voice, so even if I wanted to talk to my wife, I couldn't talk. It was just like, get your flu shots, people. That's all I could say. Have you heard from Nikki? We should check in on Nikki. I know she's only one day behind me, so she might be feeling better.
Today she said it's really kicked her ass.
Was she at work today?
No, I texted her earlier today. So,
just to check on her?
Well, she said I did a good job on Mino and the Mayor this morning, so that was nice.
Oh, very nice. What did you do, produce, or were you like their sidekick?
I produced. Todd took a vacation.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay. Todd deserves a vacation every once in a while. Works pretty hard. Other than that, I don't know. Like, what did you think of the halftime show?
I mean,
how
was
that?
It was okay.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you don't like Kendrick's music, I don't know much about his music. I didn't. I know about the feud between him and Drake. I kind of read up on that. My kids keep me filled in on that. And I read a lot about entertainment, so I kind of know what's going on. But I know that he's considered the more real dude. He's in his element. And Drake has the reputation of being the more corporate-friendly rapper, supposedly. But I was so curious to see what the reaction would be, because I knew it wasn't going to be good from certain people I know on Facebook that were going to have an issue with it. And I got such a kick out of going and reading those, like they can't wait to trash something. And the words I heard the most were, couldn't understand a word he was saying. And other people would say, almost like defensively, I liked Prince, but I did not care for that. Like, what? The two aren't even the same music. Like, what are you talking about? Just because they're both black? Like, what is your point? Like, they just want to let you know they're not racist or something. It's like, you didn't like it. Like, I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was like, again, not knowing the music and not, if I didn't understand something, it wasn't because it wasn't spoken clearly. It's just, I don't know the lyrics. I followed some of it. I heard what he said about 40 acres and a mule. I was like, okay, there's a message in here. And then the more I read about it, I was like, oh man, this was like a whole performance art piece. So I came away just as a casual viewer thinking that was kind of underwhelming or chill almost. But I thought it was cool. But oh my gosh, The Super Bowl halftime show has become so polarizing. It's just music, people. Like, I'm not a huge country fan. When they have country artists on, I watch it and I go, huh, okay. Sometimes I'll talk about it with people I'm sitting with. I don't immediately run to social media and trash country music. I just thought it was kind of sad. But I did enjoy reading all the social media comments. And not so much reading the comments, but seeing the fights that started. That's always fun. I like a good social media brouhaha. So, but I'm with you. I mean, I thought it was a good show. I thought it was really cool. And one of the things I read, too, is that, you know, all I didn't notice this at the time, but all the people dressed in red, white, and blue, the backup dancers, were all black men. There was a message there. There was a message to Lamar. I think there was a message to President Trump, I'm guessing, because Samuel Jackson was like the narrator. So it was definitely a good old-fashioned protest-style rock and roll event. But a new face on that, like a friend of mine said today, it wasn't The Who. Like, no, it wasn't The Who, but it was every bit the message The Who probably had 50 or 60 years ago. That hasn't changed. And just to dismiss it, I found it troubling. You're watching a football game. The halftime show is the icing on the cake. It's just added, you know, go up, use the restroom, refill your plate. It didn't bother me. I like a show. And that was a good show. Whether I like the music or not, and I don't dislike the music, I'm not familiar with it. But I enjoyed the show. I enjoy the performance. You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I really enjoyed when they had like several different artists, like when Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, when
they
that was
had
fun.
A bunch of different artists all in one halftime show. I really enjoyed that. Also,
I like that too.
Yeah. I also really liked The Weeknd's performance when he did the Super Bowl halftime.
He was good too. Again, I didn't know his music, but a great show.
Yeah.
Love the what he did with the light and the performance and the presentation. It's great. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you can't expect to like every, you know, someone today said, oh, the Beach Boys are still out there touring. I'm like, the Beach Boys on the Super Bowl halftime show? Really? They could barely move. You know, go see them at a state fair. They're not, you don't want them playing the Super Bowl. That's not going to be a charismatic show. And, you know, you got to rotate. It can't be your kind of music every year. But hopefully people would gain some type of appreciation for what someone is trying to do or portray. And maybe that's the route they'll go from now on, because the NFL, they don't want to offend people. Maybe they have to spread it around a little bit or something. I don't know. But I thought it was a good show. Going to the text line, Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it. I can't see, Conrad. I got to pull up my texts. My eyes are still sick. Pardon me. Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it for the Super Bowl because I was driving during half the game, but the Bill Murray Jeep commercial where he's driving around with a groundhog is hysterical. Glad you're feeling better. Thank you, Monica. And thank you for chiming in as always. Yeah, that I did see that one. That was good. I also saw that that Bill Murray gave his email out and is expecting to get emails from people. So I'll have to go back and look at that one, too. Anything from Bill Murray cracks me up, though. From the 608, Eagles have been good all year. They beat Green Bay twice. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, they're not a bad team. And we were thinking maybe they took them lightly. Steve from Florida says, my favorite commercial was the Budweiser one where the little Clydesdale sees the keg fall off the wagon and then rolls the lost keg to the bar. Pete, hope you're feeling better very soon. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And thank you for the text. Conrad, your dad likes the same commercial you did. That's kind of cool.
Yep. That tracks.
That's our commercial. That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what your favorite Super Bowl commercial was. We're coming right back with Matt Nair on Air's Jane Matt Nair. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin will join a lawsuit against the Trump administration, Elon Musk, and the Department of Government Efficiency. The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of 19 states and accuses the administration of allowing Musk's team to gain access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Governor Evers stated, quote, "Giving political appointees access to our most personal information like this is illegal. That's plain as day," end quote. The system controls funding for programs that Americans depend on, like Social Security, veterans benefits, and Medicare and Medicaid payments. Consumer complaints were dominated by landlord-tenant disputes. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
The State Department of Ag and Trade reports that in the over 2,500 cases reported last year, most were related to housing. Telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and medical services also ranked high among complaints. The efforts in Madison are said to have led to the return of more than $23 million to consumers.
Valentine's Day happens this week. If you procrastinate ordering flowers for your sweetheart, don't end up falling for a scam. Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips. You can find more information and check for BBB-accredited florists at BBB.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers this evening, maybe an inch, then clearing overnight and cold. A low near zero, wind chills to 20 below. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high low teens. More snow showers possible Wednesday with accumulations, highs mid-teens. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back. So glad you're here with me tonight, folks. We've got Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports authority. He will be joining us at 7:35 to help us break down, which was a really thrilling Super Bowl. Everything when it came to the game. Everything was fun except the game. That's what I'm trying to say. And then at 7:05, Green Bay Children's Museum, Director of Business Development, Heather Heil, joins us to talk about some fun stuff happening around Green Bay as Valentine's Day approaches. And Heather's been frantically trying to keep up with watching all the best Oscar picture nominees, as am I. So we'll talk about that. And right now I'm excited to welcome my next guest. She's been on the show before, and I've been a guest on her show, which is always fun. She's a very gracious host, along with Greg Bach, on the show that is named in her honor, Jane Matinair. Matinair is what I'm talking about, of course. Jane, how are you?
I am well, Pete. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. You know, I was out sick last week, Jane, and I most of the time I didn't have a voice, but when I did, it sounded kind of cool, and like I had this like cool thing, and I thought I kind of sound like Jane right now, and I would kill to keep that and have this awesome sounding voice rather than my like kind of squeaky boyish voice that I typically have.
That you're not being nearly fair enough to yourself. And Pete, the only reason I have this voice is many years of many bad habits. So I wouldn't encourage that for anyone to do that.
Well, listen, I was thinking about taking up smoking anyway. Is that a problem at my age? I mean, how much damage could I really do at this age if I start smoking now, if it gives me a better voice?
We'll have to talk about that later. No, don't start smoking. Don't start smoking.
You have to admit it's pretty cool.
No.
No?
It's a waste of money. And boy, I could do it. Yeah. Let's not even go down the pathway of sin taxes, which we did talk about on our show the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
Let me, I'm sorry to make you relive your day job here. What do you think about those? Are they a punishment for poor people, or... I don't know how I feel about them, to be honest with you.
Well, I think we're kind of selective about what constitutes sin. And yeah. I do. And personally, I think kale chips are a sin. And if I was going to put a tax on something, I would put it on that. What bothers me about it, Pete, is we know without a doubt that tobacco is bad. And tobacco has severe consequences. And yet, in my estimation... And I only know some things about many things.
Same.
These taxes are so built into municipalities now and state government. And if they outlawed tobacco, that would have massive ramifications. So we seem to be okay with selling this poison because of the tax benefits.
Can you even imagine if they tried to outlaw tobacco? How many crabby people would be walking around? Honestly, I don't even want to live in this society because I feel like everybody, you know, ideally you pick a vice that doesn't cost other taxpayers money or, you know, hurt the medical industry with premiums and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's got vices, right? We've all got them.
Well, again, it depends upon what you consider a vice. If you don't drink alcohol, you don't smoke, you don't indulge in any, but if do you take medications? I guess to some people that could be considered a vice. Do you eat, you know, Doritos? That could be considered a vice. I don't know. I'm not the vice police. Trust me, I'm not the person to be in charge of that.
I'm just saying, just give kale chips a chance, Jane. That's all I'm trying to get across here.
I tried them once. I wasn't
not a fan, huh?
The memory lingers.
Hey, it's so great to have you here. What did you think? I mean, I'm assuming you either watched or read about the Super Bowl. Overall thoughts on the broadcast and the whole event?
I watched the commercials. Yeah. I did not actually have the game on. I was watching the real game yesterday, which was the Puppy Bowl. And Team Fluff came out on top at the very end. It was very exciting.
Came down to the wire, unlike the actual game.
Well, how boring is that? And... there's so much hype around that game, and I don't know that, at least with these two teams, because it has been such a regular occurrence, the excitement wasn't there. We talked about it this morning. If the Lions had been playing, I think that would have been huge. I would have watched that game. But to see the Eagles and the Chiefs do it again, it's like, I'll read a book.
The only thing I can say is at least it was a different outcome. And that I was happy about. Like, but you're right. It would have been fun. Like, I thought the Lions were going to march all the way to the Super Bowl this year until they had all those injuries. But I'm not even sure they would have beat that Eagles team. They were phenomenal. So
yeah,
who knows? But it was fun kind of watching everything. Like, I feel like, you know, we give the public what they want. You know, if they can sell ad spots or this show or that show, they're going to do it. But oh my gosh, the hype surrounding this game is so ridiculous. I watched the game. I didn't even know the Puppy Bowl was still a thing until a bunch of people on social media kept making jokes about it. I'm like, God, enough with the Puppy Bowl. It's been 20 years. And then I see it's, oh, they're still doing it.
21 years of the Puppy Bowl.
That's insane.
21 years. God. Yes, it's fabulous. It just makes me laugh.
You said you watched the commercials. Did you have a favorite commercial, Jane?
No. I really miss the Budweiser frogs. I miss, those are the kinds of commercials that I miss.
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning too, and I don't know if this is my age or just to prove how not hip I still am. The whole Dunkin' Donut, the whole Dunkin' thing confused me completely. I don't know who Bill Belichick is standing behind Ben Affleck. It's like, that means nothing to me. And so, I just didn't find them as entertaining as they used to be.
I'm totally with you. I don't understand. Like, I think sometimes, like, a guy like Ben Affleck, they think they're so cute and cool and they do this stuff and the commercial is just silly. It's like he's making a commercial for him and 14 of his friends to laugh at. But I'm like going, how is this entertaining on any level except that celebrities are in it? And I need more than that.
Well, has it ever prompted you to actually try a product? They spend right. $8 million on a 30-second commercial. And I can say with almost absolute certainty that has never prompted me to buy or invest or do anything.
I got to go out and get a Long John and a cup of coffee. It's been too long.
Right? I think I do need to use E-Trade. You know, I think I should. No.
That's great. What did you think about the halftime show? Did you watch the halftime show?
I did not.
Okay. I would love to have heard if you guys were talking about it today or what Greg's thoughts were too, just because it was pretty, somehow that was polarizing as well. I mean, just a guy singing a genre that a lot of people don't care for various reasons, I don't know, but it really set some people off on social media and it's just a shame. But you didn't see any of it?
I did not. I certainly read enough things about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more on Thursday when we have J.R. Radcliffe on from the Journal Sentinel. But I think some of the terms that I've heard flown around, and this is becoming more prominent in many different avenues, are terms like demon, and this is demonic, and it's satanic.
Oh my gosh.
And one guy on social media today said it was paganism and Satanism, and I thought, I'm pretty sure those two are mutually exclusive. I don't think you can be a pagan and be a Satanist. Not the same thing. Look it up.
That's what I was telling Conrad earlier. I heard a lot of people saying, listen, I liked Prince a lot, but I don't get this at all. It's like, so you're like qualifying it by saying, I like one black artist, so I can criticize this guy. Like, it just is insane to me. And the first thing people said was couldn't understand a word he was saying. Well, it's not like you couldn't if you really listened, but I don't know. Even some of the bands I love, I can't tell what they're saying during the Super Bowl halftime show. But to me, it had racial overtones, and I just didn't like that. Some of it anyway.
Oh, and I think it's going to get much worse. I mean, he just replaced the head of the Kennedy Center with Rick Grinnell, who I don't know has any. And
right.
That's a whole nother avenue, Pete. We don't have nearly enough time.
No, I know.
And this is supposed to be the lighter part of the evening. I don't want to.
No. You know. And Donald Trump does not need any more words about him or exposure, at least not on this show anyway. But and I wasn't even going toward Trump. I was just saying that some social media followers or friends that I have, I was just surprised at the reaction. But Jane Mattanera is my guest. You can catch her every day on the Civic Media Radio Network, hosting her own show, Mattanera on Air, that she so expertly does with her co-host, Greg Bach, another friend of ours here. You guys have such a good time. Do you have something? You just mentioned Daniel Radcliffe. What else are you excited about this week, Jane?
Tomorrow we have Todd Alba on from 10:30 to 11. Love him. He also has his own show here on the network from noon until 2. In hour number 2, we have Matt Wild, who is with the Mobile Market in Milwaukee, which is under the umbrella of the Hunger Task Force. So for the areas in the city that don't have good grocery stores, and there are many of them, they take it around the city and make it easier for people to access food. It will also be interesting to speak to them to find out their concerns about future funding for programs like theirs. Also, this week, Dan Schaefer will be with us on Wednesday. We're moving things around a little bit. And we always close out the show with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." So you never Great know segment. What that's going to be.
I love that. If you have not heard Jane and Greg do "This Shouldn't Be a Thing," that's worth tuning in. Just for that alone, it's so great. Jane, let's talk about the really important stuff, movies. How are you doing? I know you like movies. Are you trying to see the Oscar-nominated films, or where are you at with all that?
I'm going to be such a disappointment to you. I did see one. I saw most of Conclave.
Okay. When did you turn it off, like before the end?
Yes.
Oh.
I looked up the spoiler, so I'm fine. I looked up the spoiler. It doesn't make me wish I had kept it on. I was so bored by that film.
Okay.
The long, quiet conversations. I appreciated Isabella Rossellini as the scary nun, but I went to Catholic grade school. She had nothing on Sister Prosper. I'm sorry. not by a long shot. And I did not find it compelling. You knew something was coming, obviously, that otherwise there would be no film.
Well, that's kind of how I felt about the ending. I was like, I liked the film because of the ending. But if it was just like they decided to choose a pope and there was no twist, I would be like, why am I watching? Like, it's kind of interesting how they do it, but it's not really a film. But and I'm with you about the nuns. I went to Catholic school 16 years and started in the mid 70s. And there was a nun at our school on the northwest side of Chicago who used to tell stories to kids, second graders, about spiders crawling in people's ears while they sleep. And then they never wake up again.
Oh, my God.
I mean, right? Why would you say that to second graders? So they can be ruthless.
Yes, they can. Yeah, that I would love to know her motivation for that. That would be that must have been an interesting lesson plan.
If it was to get kids to say their prayers that didn't happen to them, it worked for me. I will say that. So maybe
a method. Please don't let a spider crawl in my ear. Thank you. Good night.
So what is it like working? Is it frustrating, or does Greg ever get intimidated thinking that you might actually be funnier than him?
I hope not.
No.
It's for one thing, I don't see it as a competition.
Oh, come on, Jane. Not with that attitude.
It's not a competition.
That's why I don't have a co-host.
So do you ensure you're always the funniest?
I know. And sometimes Conrad is about to zip a zinger in there and I have to mute his mic. So it works. It works for us. I'm not saying, you know, whatever.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly. So, Jane, are you binge watching anything? Are you in the middle of any kind of cool TV shows?
I'm glad you asked, because normally I do not like reality television in any way, shape, or form.
Same.
And in fact, I blame the television show Survival for a lot of the horrible place where we are now in society.
Me too.
That too is a whole nother long conversation.
That's very astute. Hey, Jane, can you hold that thought for 1 second? We'll do a very quick break and then we'll pick it up here. Jane Matinera is my guest. You can catch her show every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 10 to noon with Greg Bach. Matinera on Air. It's a great show. Check it out. We'll be back with more with Jane. She's going to tell us about a reality TV show. Brace yourself, folks. It's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After 22 years as a commissioner and chair of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub was purportedly sacked by President Donald Trump with this terse sentence: "You are hereby removed as a member of the Federal Election Commission, effective immediately." But as with several of Trump's recent actions, it's not legal. Weintraub may have made Trump's enemies list when she and another commissioner issued a statement in 2021 after the FEC's three Democrats and three Republicans deadlocked, subsequently dropping the campaign finance violation complaint resulting from Trump's $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Weintraub and then FEC Chair Shayna Broussard said after the dismissal, the commission therefore did not have enough votes to pursue well-grounded charges that the former president of the United States knowingly and willfully accepted contributions nearly 5,000% over the legal limit to suppress a negative story mere days before Election Day. The Campaign Legal Center's Trevor Potter, himself a former FEC chair, said in a statement, "In claiming to fire a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, the president violates the law, the separation of powers, and generations of Supreme Court precedent. As the only agency that regulates the president, Congress intentionally did not grant the president the power to fire FEC commissioners." In a post on X, Weintraub vowed to continue her work on the commission. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
All right. Jane Mantner is dancing in her own home. She's dancing like no one's watching, but there are people watching on the stream. So take it away, Jane. That was great. Coming up at 7:35, Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens will be here. I think from New Orleans. I think Mike is still down south, but we'll see.
Probably. Then, Michael's great.
He's so great, yeah. And then Heather Heil will be here at 7:05. And Jane Mantner is with us now, folks. She was about to tell us what she's watching, and it was reality TV, which I typically am not a huge fan of either, Jane. And I really agree with you. I thought after the first season of Survivor, I was like, well, I'm glad we got that out of our... got that out of the way. Now we can go back to, and then it spawned this boom of reality TV, and now everything's a show.
And it's just gotten worse.
Yeah.
And what annoys me and angers me so much is I think that helped to normalize. You can do anything in order to win. It doesn't matter what you do, who you betray, what promises you make. As long as you win, you are rewarded for that and lauded for that. And yes, we've always had anti-heroes in films and things like that, but they usually had a moral core.
Right.
That those programs lack, I think.
I agree. It's so funny, too, because now it really America is a reality show. I don't think people really understand what's at stake with what we're doing and how polarized we are and that kind of thing. So what's the show you're watching?
So it's called Alone Australia.
Huh.
And it's either on Netflix, and I apologize, Pete, it's either on Netflix or on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like it is because they are literally alone. The boat drops them off alone on the western coast of Tasmania, south of Australia, and in the most inhabitable conditions. And the whole thing is just survive as long as you can, and they can bring 10 things. And it varies from ropes to knives to a salt block, you know, to all kinds of things. And then they're just winging it. And so there is no human to human competition. It's just the person against the elements.
Wow. But it's real. It's not like the camera guy's ready to hand him a sandwich. Like,
no.
That's what, because when I first read about Survivor 20 years ago, I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. But I didn't realize it was just games on an island and they're going to there's people there looking after you. I don't want anyone to die, but I'm saying there should be a little bit of an element of danger, like it sounds like there is on this show.
Oh, absolutely. And they do actually do med checks. And I mean, to see how much weight people have lost and to check their blood pressure because they're catching their own food. And that's where, I mean, I would be out in a day. I would be.
Yeah, totally.
Geez, I'm gone. No one's going to bring me a cooked fish. I'm not going to, no. so I guess I just, it's the tenacity and the creativity, the calmness is amazing to me.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. I'll have to check that out. I love when we get suggestions from people like that I didn't, like, I think I may have heard of that now, the more I think about it, but we get typically a lot of the same shows. So that's a great recommendation.
I found Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Some of his stand-up specials, which I really, really enjoyed. I've been watching some things on YouTube, but I watch Goldsmiths, Pete.
What's that? What's Goldsmiths?
I watch people who are Goldsmiths.
Oh, okay.
Who are actual Goldsmiths. And they make jewelry by hand, and it's astonishing to me. It's such a craft.
Do you get lost in the reels ever, Jane? Do you go on Instagram and watch reels?
I don't.
Okay.
And I don't. I know I'm so not cool, Pete. I go on TikTok once in a while, but I have to mute it because I can't stand everyone shouting at me as I'm going past the You know, it makes me crazy.
My wife is addicted to TikTok. But Nate Bargatze is all over Instagram reels. Everything it's like every fifth video is a Nate Bargatze video. Yeah.
He's great. He's very, very funny.
I agree. Jane, this was fun. Thank you so much. As always, it's always so fun to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure, Pete. Thank you so much. And you're coming on with us next Friday.
Yes. And I will not try to be funnier than either one of you because I don't think that's possible.
It's not a competition. You're very funny. Have you seen Green and Gold yet?
No, I haven't. It's not at the theater here. It's not at my local theater. I don't think you can stream it yet, but I'm excited to see it. Did you tell me about that? Yeah. Oh, we were going to talk about that on your show.
I was hoping you'd have a chance. I have an issue. I have a plot issue with the movie, and I really, really liked the movie. We talked about it on my show for a little bit, and I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So if you have a chance to see it before you come on the show, please do.
I'll do that. When am I on your show again?
I believe it's a week from Friday. I'll ping you.
I should be able to. All right. Let me
ping you.
Ping me and I'll find a way to see if I can expose your plot point.
Excellent.
All right. Fantastic. Jane, thanks so much. Have a great night. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pete. Take care. Bye, Conrad.
You got it. That's Jane Matinera. Check out Matinera on Air every day. She and Greg are so great to listen to. Have you seen Green and Gold yet, Con?
I did not get out.
That surprises me that you haven't seen it. I mean, I want to see it, but I can't. There's only so much I can do to see it. It's not available to stream yet.
I had one of those weekends where I just wanted to do nothing.
Yeah. Did you accomplish that?
I stayed at home and yeah, I've been taking care of my brother's cats too much. I have to go to Appleton all the time. And I was like, you know what? I can relax at home. I put in a sectional and it's comfy.
Oh, you did. Nice going.
Well, it was a free sectional, so. From Mary Mac. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. From her dumpster. PJ on the stream says, just legalize cannabis and we'll be okay. That was in reference to when Jane first came on and we were talking about, what were we talking about, Conrad? That's a funny comment.
Kelp chips.
Enough cannabis will make even a kale chip. I think it was kale chip. Sound delicious. All right, we'll get to more of your tech soon. Coming up after the news, Heather Heil will be here. Always fun to have our pal Heather on. And then Mike Clemens at 7:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And Headlines of the Day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Authorities say at least one person has died and others are injured after private jets collided at the Scottsdale Airport in Arizona. The Federal Aviation Administration says a private jet had veered off the runway and crashed into another private jet that was parked on private property. President Trump imposes 25% tariffs on all aluminum and steel imports. CBS's Jared Hill.
Economists say the tariffs could eventually result in higher prices for U.S. industries that rely on imported metals for everything from car parts to cans.
President Trump says a Gaza ceasefire deal should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all hostages by Saturday.
I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday, and if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two.
A top official at the Justice Department has ordered federal prosecutors to drop the corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.